City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm Andrew. This is Annabelle.
Sparking for the Benedict. Gonna jump on. Bucket kids and everyone. Start a fucking run. Shadow right and lift up. Out of the black and blue. Rubbing the loose for a bugger. Take a 3 out of 2. Yeah. Kick off, kick off, kick off, kick off. Kick off, kick off, kick off. Kick off, kick off, kick off. Bugger.
Antidote on Pogo City Radio.
Pogo City Radio.
How the fuck you motherfuckers doing today? Andrew, up here, hanging out, getting ready for the day. You know what I'm saying? All right, so I came up here. I took a shower this morning. I was up at like 6:30. Took a shower. Came up here around 8. Started fucking around with shit. And I was getting shit set up. And then, like, fucking 10 minutes ago, right as I was really about to be like, okay, I'm going to play this track and do this, and start this, and share that, I got distracted by like 17 fucking things. I've also realized that I'm high as shit right now.
Reefers.
I don't know why. I can't remember if I've taken one dab or two dab. All I know is I've been smoking the exact same dabs for 2 weeks, and I don't understand why this particular one or two has me on fucking Mars right now. Like, what the fuck? But anyway, hope you guys liked that first song. That was Go Pogo on Pogo City Radio. Antidote, of course, from that other fucking country. That country, I forget which one. It's not Germany, though. It's not Germany. It's not. That's the one I want to say it is. But they're like, no, Andrew, it's not Germany. Some other faraway land. I did see them at CBGB's. How fucking awesome is that? I think it was the, like, now don't quote me, but I saw them at CBGB's. Yes, I did. It was awesome. I was 16, and I needed 3 forms of ID to get into the club. And then funny story, right? So I'm at CBGB's. I have $80. I have my birth certificate, my social security card, and my learner's permit. And then I lost my wallet crowd surfing to Let's Get Drunk. All of it gone. All of it. Yes. All right, but yeah, I'm just out here hanging around. I told you guys about that fucking League documentary. If you guys haven't watched it, you totally fucking should, because it's fucking awesome. But yeah, find that shit. I know it's on Amazon Prime. I think it's other places too. Fucking awesome. They get fucked up and wasted in it. I fucking love it. Here's the Anti-Nowhere League up next.
Don't talk to us, we got nothing to say. We're fucked up and wasted. We're no good bastards anyway. We're all fucked up and wasted, yeah. We're wasted,
wasted, I'm so wasted. Fucked up, fucked up.
We're fucked up and wasted.
We're so wasted, I'm so wasted. Fucked up, fucked up.
We're fucked up and wasted.
Wasted, I'm so wasted. Fucked up, fucked up.
We're fucked up and wasted.
Fucked up, fucked up,
oh,
fucked up,
man.
Wasted.
Hate you though. That's what I'm saying. Fuck you. You suck. No, I love you. If you listen to Pogo City Radio, I love you. I love you. I do. Even if you listen to it and hate it, which no one does, I love you. I love you. I love you. But yeah, apparently Joe, fucking from the unsubs on some like anti-sugar kick. What are you trying to do? Lose weight or something? He's talking in the live thread. On the fucking Podbean app, I guess. See, I never realized you couldn't access it from a computer. Me, as the host, I can only access it from a computer. You guys can't access it from a computer at all. I don't fucking get it. But anyway, in the live feed, Joe is on day 4 of sugar and caffeine detox. Need to lose some pounds. Yes, Joe, I too need to lose some pounds, but I'm doing it the old-fashioned way. Cocaine and bulimia. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. But yes, yes, anybody else, I feel as fat as I've ever been. I feel as fat as I've ever been. And I'm very vain, so I notice it. I notice it. I stand in front of the mirror like a woman and say, I'm going to cut this part of my body off. That's what I am. That's what I do. That's what I do. I'm still sexy as fuck, though. I just hold myself to such an unbelievably high standard. Yeah. Jess says her birth control made her gain 10 pounds. Yes, that typically happens. Gotta get the shot, girl. Gotta get the shot once every 6 months. Watch, it probably like gives bitches strokes or something, and then she's gonna die and it'll be all my fault. But I don't know. Don't get pregnant though. The world does not need any more kids. Speaking about the world not needing any more kids, I did catch a few more episodes of Solar Opposites. Pretty awesome. I haven't been able to fucking binge watch it because, you know, my kids are home 98% of the time and the show is dirty as fuck. Like, do you know what I mean? And since it's on Hulu, it's completely uncensored. Like, even so it and they and like and it's bad, but it's great, but it's bad. So, like, I haven't been able to binge watch it, but while I was getting ready and then I started getting distracted, I did watch the third episode. It's a good fucking show, man. You guys need to watch it. And, as I always say, gotta give credit where credit's due. I watched the second newest episode, the newest episode, of season whatever, the one where they turn into Transformers. Pretty kick-ass. I've been, so this is... They're on the upswing. They're on the upswing. I mean, the fucking toilet bowl alien episode at the beginning of the season before they went on break, that was like an all-time low. And then like, oh, they anything could dig them out of the depths of those episodes. And then they did that first episode that made no sense last week. But now they did the newest installment of Rick and Morty, and it was pretty fucking good. I'm really stoned, and I'm confused because it would be season 4, but they took a mid-season break. So I want to say episode 2, but episode 2, season 4, came out like 6 months ago. So I guess they're at like episode 6 or 7. Whatever. I know it doesn't make sense. Suck a dick.
Riggity, riggity, wreck,
we like
son!
To get riggity, rickety wrecked, and Rick likes to get rickety, rickety wrecked. That's really all that matters. That's the long and short of it. This show was created to get rickety wrecked and for me to tell you to go fuck yourself. There you go. That's the origins of Pogo City Radio. And we don't fucking care, bitches. Black Flag up next.
I don't care. Couldn't I fuck you anyways? Don't care. Your boyfriend's here anyways? Don't care. You got a tampon on anyways? Don't care. Well, you're gross anyway. Anyways, don't care. You got a dog face anyways, I don't care. Well, you look like Greg anyways, I don't care. I don't care. Don't care. Well, you're gross anyways, don't care. Your boyfriend's here anyways, don't care. Well, your parents are here too, I don't care.
There you go. Some Keith era Black Flag. Do you guys realize what like the third or whatever line is? I never understood what he was saying in the one line, but then I read one of the many Black Flag books, none of them by Henry Rollins, but like what was it called? I read Spray Paint the Wall, I think it was probably called. It was really good. Worth it. But anyway, I don't care if you look like Greg in a wig. Talking about Greg Ginn, the guitar player. Never pick that up. Pretty fucking funny. He goes, don't care if you look like Greg in a wig. That's what he says. It's pretty fucking funny. Pretty fucking funny. Why don't we do another one by Keith and them boys? But why don't we head over to where'd he move to? Compton? That's why he left Black Flag, even though they created like all this drama and shit. But he just moved and started the Circle Jerks. That's what they did. Where'd he move? I feel like it was Compton. It was some place where rappers are from. It was either Compton with Dr. Dre, or it was Long Beach with Snoop Dogg. I believe it was Long Beach, right? Circle Jerks from Long Beach. That makes sense, right? Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. I don't fucking care. Here's Wild in the Streets up next on Pogo City Radio.
Big crime fighters and your newspaper writers still need a drug store to kill my buzz. Wild in the is America? How's your favorite son? Do you care just what he's done?
Running wild up in Pogo HQ, motherfucker. The Circle Jerks right there. I am in a good fucking mood today. One of the benefits of being manic, honestly. One of the unsung benefits. But yes, I'm in a really good mood today. I don't know. I'm not going to lie. I love playing poker. I love gambling in general, right? But I really love playing Texas Hold'em. I like playing Omaha. I like playing Tahoe. Whatever, right? I love all those games, and we've been having these fucking poker nights with, like, that bitch LCJ, and that bitch Renee, and that bitch Mike Blanks, and that awesome sweet dude, Johnny Baby, who keeps advancing the game and putting in blank 77 cards. Jeff from Crazy in the Brains plays bunch, too, but yeah, we're playing tonight, so I'm looking forward to that. We're actually gambling, too. Got a $5 buy-in. High rollers, bitches. High rollers. Rollers. This is all like on some like app type deal, and then like we also all video chat on whatever other app type deal. So I think the way I'm gonna set it up, we usually end up in my bedroom fucking because the PlayStation's down there and everything, and fucking so I think though we're gonna play the game in the attic in Pogo HQ tonight, because I got the big screen TV hooked up to a computer, of course. So I think I'm going to put the live chat on the big screen, and then we can play the card game on our phones. Or actually, we can play the card games on one of the 75 fucking computers we got up here. So that's what we're going to do. I'm going to put the fucking video thing on the big screen, and then I'm going to put the games on. I am a genius. I really should have been an IT guy, right? I got more Alexas. There's one sitting right next to me in Pogo, right? I do gotta admit, right? I was waiting for that last one to come because I wasn't gonna put one up here. But then I like the colored lights and shit. So like I put them up here, and I didn't have the Alexa for like fucking 4 days, and like it's really annoying. If you don't have one, but you have the lights set up for one, yeah, don't ever do that. That's really fucking stupid. But, yeah. Anyway, I don't know. I'm in a good mood. I hope you're in a good mood, too. I know a lot of people aren't, but fuck it, right? It could be worse. It always could be worse, but I'm in a good mood. I got them reefers. You know what I mean? I got them reefers. I got you fine people, and I got the press. Up next with 21 Guitar Salute. This one's for the Pogo faithful.
Ready, aim, fire! You work out fucking weak. Go out on a Friday night. You're looking for some action. And you're settling for a fight. Okay, steady, you ready? Everybody put in the boot. We got the equalizer. It's called the 21 Guitar Salute. It's a 21 Guitar Salute. Salute. It's a 21 guitar salute. It's a
twofer from the press because I was hanging a Ramones comic on my wall. And we love the press. So here they are again.
Every Monday morning, the alarm kicks me in the head. It's time to earn a living. You know I'd rather stay in bed. But 5 days a week, I'm working 9 to 5. It's never enough to pay the bills, but it's enough to keep me alive. And I might stay here, but I don't know. But I don't really care if you like it or not, because it's not what I want, but it's all that I've got. And I don't need you to tell me what I'm not. Every Friday night is always the same old shit. Same old fucking bar. You think I'd have enough of it? But 2 nights a week and 52 times a year. If I'm nowhere to be found, you can always find me here. And I might stay here, but I don't know. But I don't really care if you like it or not, because it's not what I want, but it's all that I've got. And I don't need you to tell me what I'm not.
Jesus Christ.
Reefers.
Finally, got a long enough song where I remembered to heat up the bong. Because, like, I was playing, like, Black Flag songs that were, like, 50 seconds long. Like, I heat up the bong for longer than that entire song. But finally, there you go. And then I almost missed it. But I did not. I did not. LCJ, are we going to do a pogo? I don't know. I want to say maybe we'll do a pogo later, but I kind of doubt it because Jess is one of those people. She's like, hey, dude, what's up? Yeah, I'll be there at 5. And then she gets there at 7:30. So I feel like by the time she gets here, we're just going to be playing poker by then, because we are definitely playing poker. But I don't know. Maybe if that bitch gets here early enough, we'll fucking do some pogoing. Who the fuck knows? It's like Russian roulette, right? It's like Russian roulette. I don't know why it's like Russian roulette, but it is. I'm just saying that while I'm looking for the next song. Suck my dick. Here's the Bad English with Let's Pogo.
Yeah. till you puke.
Pogo till you puke. The Bad English right there. Yes. Yes, the Bad English. Okay, all right. So we got some requests, but I got a request before Joe's request, because when I was like, oh shit, what song am I going to play? After I my dumb ass, I didn't even realize I had a song queued up. So I'm going to play that song because I love this band. And then I'm going to get to a request we got from our boy Joe. Okay. But yeah, first we're getting to the Dicks. Yes, he loves the cock. Here's the Dicks with Kill From The Heart, bitches.
I may have f***ed up here.
When I see you walking down the street, it's so hard to take. Come on and give me a break. You're spending all your fucking time in school. Those lessons you learn are making you a fool. Messing with riffs, I'm gonna kick your ass. Come on, fucker, give me a break. The fucking thing, yeah, it's your fate. It's from the heart. You need to be shot. It's from the heart. Ah, you need to be shot. I'm gonna kick your ass. Come on, fucker, give me a break. The fucking thing, yeah, it's amazing. It's from the heart. You need to be shot. It's from the heart. You need to be shot. It's from the heart. You need to be shot. It's from the heart. You need to be shot.
Kill From The Heart, Dicks, Pogo City Radio. Yes. See, now luckily we played a couple working class songs, those press songs, you know what I mean? And I actually meant to talk about this then and I forgot, and JLCJ was like, hey yo, they giving me money. Finally, our essential workers getting some cash out of the government. See? So now will all you motherfuckers stop hating on me and the other 24% of America who got $600 extra a week? I know that sucks for you. I know. But don't be a hater. I hope they give you guys twice as much. See? And then I hope they give me four times as much. And I don't give a fuck. Take it from the billionaires. That's what I'm saying. Fuck them all. Fuck them all. 540 of them. Fuck them all. Call me Robin Hood. Up in this motherfucker. That's what I'm saying. Call me Robin Hood. Up in this motherfucker. Yes, but there you go, working class. Apparently, you motherfuckers are going to get some extra money, and I hope you're all rich. I hope they take it straight from the billionaires, but they're not going to. Anyway, we're going to get to some total chaos, which I can't find at the moment. Son of a bitch, goddamn it. All right. Okay, you know, we're going to have to come back to total chaos because it's being a dick right now. Total chaos. Actually, not total chaos is being a dick, but my computer is being a dick. So why don't we play another California band while I go get some total chaos? Here's the Broken Cuffs with Cultura.
Voces que es toda la gente quiere gritar.
All right, that was the Broken Cuffs right there. Now, well, we got some more requests rolling in, so we're going to get to Joe's first. Joe, it was just your birthday, wasn't it? Wasn't it just your birthday? I feel like it was. If it was, did we say? I feel like we did say happy birthday. I'm very confused. I'm very confused. I don't understand what the same marijuana I've been smoking for 2 weeks, why today it is fucking me up so much. Maybe my brain's just finally imploding. That's it. Yeah, my voice is dying too. That's it. My brain is imploding. It's not the weed. I'm just progressively getting stupider. Right. Okay, here's Total Chaos with Voot Party. We got some AGT queued up after that one. But Voot Party, Total Chaos up first. All right, Total Chaos right there with Voot Party on Pogo City Radio for Joe. But yeah, now who requested, I believe Alex wants to hear some of Global Threat. And, you know, it's a very fitting track. We're going to play some Social Quarantine. But hey, question, am I the only one that always goes to spell quarantine? Quarantene. Like, am I the only motherfucker that does that? Because I type it like that every goddamn time. I know. All right, here's a Global Threat up next. Sean just walking into the live room. This one's for you too, you son of a bitch. Cold, freezing in a freezer. A Global Threat up next.
Down.
Dude, I was so excited when that EP came out. I went and saw them at the Chrome in South Amboy. It was fucking awesome. The Casualties probably played too. I feel like I used to see the Casualties at the Chrome Lounge every other weekend in like the early 2000s. But yes. I remember that a Global Threat show. It was fucking awesome. It was the first and only. Was that the only time I saw a Global Threat? I feel like it was. Because they were not really like, it's not like they toured all that much. You know what I mean? And even that tour they did with the Casualties, it was like 4 days. But yes, it was great. And I was so happy that album came out because I knew they were going to do some shows. And sure enough, they were playing there. It was a fucking blast. It was a blast. I used to see a bunch of awesome shows at that place. I wish it was still there. It was a nice size, too. Nice stage. Bouncers fucking sucked, man. They were a bunch of fucking douchebags. I mean, I'm talking like Croc Rock status. They fucking sucked. Fuck those guys. Fuck those guys hard. But yes, anyway, I was thrown out of that place so many times. All of my friends were thrown out of that place so many times. But they still had some kick-ass shows, man. And I feel like the internet wasn't as, like, it was more like the MySpace days. So it wasn't like, oh my God, they were dicks to me. Shut this club down. Because I don't really agree with that all that much either. But I just say, punch them back. But yeah, hey, that's what we were doing when we were 16. And goddamn, would we get our asses kicked. Funny story, though. I guess I got to go off on a little rant. I probably told this story before. But we're getting new listeners every day. And fucking, all right, so we were seeing Leftover Crack. And we were pumped, right? Because this is when we were about 18. All of us were obsessed with Leftover Crack. And fucking, so Josh, crusty fuck Josh, that bitch Sean, and fucking a bunch of other people, we're all at the show. We're all continuously being thrown out, right? So eventually this 12-year-old that we were hanging out with, we were very young too. It was all ages. He had a giant mohawk. He gets thrown out, right? They won't let him back in. And they go out to the hood of my car. The guys in Leftover Crack go out to the hood of my car and they play like a little personal unplugged show with, you know, electric guitars unplugged. It's not like they had acoustic guitars. Give him a personal little show on the hood of my car because they wouldn't even let the band let him get back in, right? And so then the show happens. The bouncers are being dicks. You know what I'm saying? So Stiz is talking shit about it, like on the crowd size. You know what I mean? Like telling the backers, the bouncers to like get off the stage and stuff. You know what I'm saying? But so I am my juvenile, you know, 17, 18-year-old self going crazy, being obnoxious. Like, I was being an asshole to the bouncers. Like I was just telling you to do. I was completely doing that. And then eventually, I seen these two dudes getting ready to go, like, not, like, throw me, but, like, push me real hard back in the crowd, like these two bouncers. But, yo, you can laugh all you want. I was one hell of a football player. And not to mention there's like 100 people pushed up behind me. I was like, oh no, these motherfuckers ain't pushing me nowhere. So we are just like two forces, two magnets trying to push in the opposite direction. No, pushing in the same direction. Coming together like two magnets, right? Then eventually they start besting me, right? And fucking, I squirm, my little ass squirms out of these two giant dudes because I'm squirmy, I'm small. And fucking Brad from F-minus and Leftover Crack pulls me on the stage, shoves me behind him. He is a big person too. Shoves me behind him, in between him and his amp, and just starts dancing feverishly while he's playing the bass, creating like a force field, a bass player force field around me of just sweat and blonde dreadlocks, and scabies, whatever else. But saves me, goddamn it, fucking saves me. And then they came up from behind the amp and they carried me and we lost. But as they were carrying me, there was a shit ton of them and I was holding on to the wall, making them pull on my legs, screaming, holding on to the wall, not letting them take me out. It was a blast. We had fun. I miss that fucking place. I miss being that reckless. Like I still am kind of that. I don't know if I'm that reckless and stupid, but I'm still pretty reckless and stupid. I don't know. It's fun. I'm definitely reckless and stupid, just not as reckless, and stupid. Here's Murphy's Law with beer. Told you guys I'm in a good mood today. I am in a fucking great fucking mood today. Great fucking mood. Great fucking mood. I want a pogo. Pogo for joy. Okay. I see two songs. The next two songs we are playing will be coming from Oi Bands out of the great state of New Jersey. First up on the docket, Niblick Henbane. Happy, happy. Oi, oi. Broken Heroes up next. Niblick fucking Henbane right there. I love how at least two people have now asked me, did Niblick Henbane's like name used to be Niblick fucking Henbane? Love it. Love it. Love it. But yes, The next two songs we are going to play are songs LCJ loves, but they're versions she hates because fuck her. Here's the Broken Heroes with Jump for Oi. Jump for Oi. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoying the show. Got to remind you, if you are enjoying the show, if you have enjoyed the show, make sure you head over to facebook.com/PogoCityRadio. Go at Pogo City Radio. Hit us up on Instagram, you know what I'm saying? And the Facebook page, because Podbean does not function all that well, allegedly, with sending people, well, not allegedly, factually, definitely, convicted. They have been convicted of fucking up notifications. They have been charged and convicted. But yes, since they suck, you guys should follow us on Facebook. That was my point. Follow us on Facebook because I always share the live link, except the last show, as I said this in the last show. But then I went on my phone, and it sucks when you have one of the pages that you manage. Like, it double checks with you that you want to post something, unlike your regular Facebook. So sometimes I forget to hit the second confirmation, and then I go on my phone, and the first thing I see, I'm like, fuck, I never hit share. But I did hit it for this show. Either way, I am more likely to notify you than Podbean is. So follow us on Facebook motherfucker. And also, if you follow us on Facebook, that's how you can see the notification that we say, hey, asshole, we'll play your fucking band, and blah, 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 and you know all that, and wild cards, and suck my dick, and blah, 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 Pogo City Radio. I feel like you guys get the gist of the show. You do, right? You do, you don't, you do, you don't, you do, you don't. Quirky Romano, cocaine, that was fun, right? You do, you don't. You have a question, you do, you don't. Fuck you. Fuck you, fuck you. Fuck you, I have nothing else to say. I'm in a good mood. I just want to party. I think that's what I'll do today. Maybe I'll party today. How's that? What are we going to do tonight, Pinky? The same thing we do every night. I said that wrong. What are we going to do tonight, brain? The same thing we do every night. We're going to try to party. That's what we're going to do. We're going to try to party. How about we hop on that party train? Let's hop on that party train. Here's Blank 77 up next.
All aboard!
All right, we're getting out of here, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. See you next time.
Party's over.